Blog Talk Radio.
Slouch, Meatball, what's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, June?
What's up, Grub?
I heard yesterday at No Limit Raceway, it was a star-studded event. They said if you wasn't there, you missed a good one.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was one of them that missed it, man. I'm sorry to say that, but yeah, I missed it. But as you said, I mean, they had a full house and they had a lot of bad men, a lot of bad motherfuckers out there. I'm gonna see if we can get a couple guys in here to give us an update on what went on.
I heard the City Mafia was in the house over there.
Yeah. Now, I personally don't know what the Motor City Mafia was doing at 41, being that my understanding is y'all don't leave your own neighborhood.
Look like they street sign were wind up over there. So they were out the neighborhood.
Hold on a minute. I just brought somebody in. Hey, Tom. Hold on a minute.
Is that Tone? This is a rap. What Tone doing?
Man, come on, man. Tone, if it ain't rock and roll, man, he don't listen to no music, man. You know better than that, man. Shit. But, hey, let me bring Perm in. See if we can get an update or he can give us an update on what went on over there. 773-3969. Your mic is open.
Grudge World. What's up, Michigan Grudge World?
What's going on, Big Fur?
What's up, fellas, man? Hey, man, it's Latoya on the line.
You know what? I'm trying to get him in right now. I'm definitely, give me 1 second while I find him.
Junior, I know. Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior, don't worry about it. He probably had, man, in Atlanta, but that man a terrorist.
What was that?
I say, don't worry. He probably had, you know, they Atlanta, but that man a terrorist, man.
Come on, man. How they gonna label him a terrorist, man?
Man, Didn't nobody see that on the side of the missile, but I saw that wicked racing on the side of that Cud missile when it came in.
Hey, Perm. You know we from Chi-Town, and the last thing I want to do is jack these dudes. Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to talk to you like it's just, I'm going to put you in the private room. This is me and you. Hey, Perm, don't say nothing to these suckers, man. Please don't blow these dudes up, man. Let me bring you back in. Hey, Perm, we back in here. What was that now? Perm, tell it like it is, brother. Put that shit out there, man. What went down, man?
Hey, Drew, you forgot to hit the pause button, man.
Oh, y'all heard that? I was just playing, man.
I'm not going to say nothing else, man, until y'all get a little tiny online, man.
Man,
you got a lot of people. Big Pump, this Meatball, man, you got a lot of you got people on the radio that want to hear that report, man. Say what you got to say, man.
Man, I guess, you know, they lined up, you know, and, you know how it is in the fight, man, when somebody's still on you and you shake that shit off, you look at it, you say, what was that?
Yeah,
that's what happened. That damn Ricky Racing, man, I think he got star around and he wicked racing, what the fuck was that? And the man just, man, came alive, man. Went down there and turned that light on, man.
Hold on.
Who got the light on, man?
Huh? Junior got Lil Junior. Let me make sure y'all know that Lil Junior.
Oh, so you telling me that Little Junior hit Wicked Racing in the mouth and Wicked Racing knocked him out?
Man, yeah, exactly. Man, I'm going on here, man. A lot of people ain't gonna like me saying that. And that ain't no reflection on my crew. That came from Big Banner.
Hey, I wanna share something on that. This slouch. My boy Chad told me, he said that Biz left on him, treated him, but that 60-foot shot right past him and gapped him. That's what I heard. And he said he was going out, he got out the gas 4 times and let off at the 8.
Man, come on, man. He ain't play with him like that, man. Ain't no way he played with him like that. Y'all must not be talking about Little Junior set on kill business, Little Junior. Y'all must be talking about some other motherfucker. Because ain't no way in hell he going to do, especially if Little Junior gated him, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, they said it was the same race, man, that he did to Trigger Man, man. It was a little bit worse this time, I heard.
Oh, hell no. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Wicked Quick Racing, yes. For those that don't know them, that's Chad, Kip. What's the rest of the crew they got there?
Chad, Kip, shit. Chad and Kip.
Well, Chad and Kip,
we want to congratulate you.
Hey, Junior. Hey, Big Bro.
Hey, if I ain't mistaken,
know that thing got a small rock with a little video F2 on it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, street
hey,
car.
Biz ain't got a swagger, man. I mean, that rabbit's foot, that horseshoe above his door in his house, his four-leaf clover that used to be in his top pocket. Hold on now.
I'm not going to let y'all talk about Biz if he ain't on here, man. Whether he lost the rabbit's foot or the leprechaun or any of that other bullshit, hey, Meatball, we got to leave that shit alone, man. You got to leave that shit alone.
Hold on now. Hold on now, June. Tony said he was sending something over there for Biz. Now, I'd be damned if that didn't happen.
I mean, okay, granted. The man said this, and, I mean, we all know, if Tony is one thing, he true to his word. He said he got an assassin going over there. But then again, you got to understand, that man had an event he was hosting. He had hundreds, thousands of people he had to attend to. Come on, man. That man ain't had time to attend to that race car.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Big Bomb again. You know.
Yeah, I know.
I got a little respect for Michigan, man, because they made up a mafia, and that's why the mafia worked. The boss sent out the head, man.
Who?
They want to have to stay in the neighborhood.
Hey, June, the man, what you mean?
Yes.
You said the man had a run of event. Hell, the man wasn't driving. That man wasn't under no pressure.
Listen, man. You know, a lot of things going on, a lot of running around, last thing you concentrating on is a race car, man. You trying to tend
man,
to your company. I'm not making an excuse for nobody, but
hold on.
I can't see that as don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing away from Chad Kip. Again, I congratulate them with the utmost respect. Motor City Mafia with the utmost respect. But come on, man, don't try to beat up on me when I'm tending to a kid's party at home, man. I'm too busy, man. That's all that was, man. I mean, that's my opinion. I may be wrong, though.
Hold on. You know what, Jim? We're going to go to Big Perm, man, because Big Perm seems everything.
Big Perm. What you need to know, man?
Big Perm, man, can you let us know, man?
Did the Motor City Mafia lay the smackdown? Did they bag another body, man?
Hey, man, I ain't a witness to nothing, man. You know, they got a mafia going on out there, man.
I tell you this. My understanding is every time there's an event in the state of Illinois, they have a contract on somebody. Okay, this was an Indiana event, but slash the contingency was Illinois. A lot of Illinois consider that they home track. Now, I may be wrong for saying this, but I'm going to say it. The governor of the state of Illinois just got assassinated yesterday.
Hold on. Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Can you bring in 313-9502? And I'd like to give a shout out to my man Street King Aaron with the gold
figure. Yeah. We're going to bring him in. 313-9502. Your mic is open.
Hold up.
What's
Street
happening?
King.
Man, what's going on?
Man, hey, listen, Street King. I heard you went over there. No, I'm gonna interview Street King. Cause he's from Detroit. Let me do this interview, Street King.
Hey, Big Perm, don't go far. Cause if I catch him saying something out of place, I need you to come in, baby.
Hey man, before I interview King, let me give King much love, man. I appreciate you coming out, man. And sorry we didn't get to it, man. But I appreciate you coming out, man. Showing much love, man.
There you go. That's what's happening, man.
Street King, man. Who did you go? Street King, who did you go down on yesterday, man?
Man, me and Terrell had a little thing going on, but they had some little issues out there. He couldn't make his last hit. So,
okay, I got a
kinda,
question.
But me and Junior was locked in on 100 that I was going to gap.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to switch
that
over because I gave him a pass because, you know,
did you get the gap?
No, he broke his car. I was ready.
Okay.
He wasn't ready yet. He wanted to make one more.
Hold on now. I didn't bet on none of that, whether he broke his car, whether he made it to the race. I bet on the gap. Did you get the gap, him, sir?
Not yet. I'm going to gap him.
Hold on. That race was... Hey, I'm going to ask you a question now.
It wasn't a race, though. It wasn't a race.
No, sir. I bet on the gap. Can we get a little Tony on here? I bet on the gap. I never bet on the race.
All right. Okay, hold on. We're going to clear this up, too. you locked me and DMX in, right? From what I tell him,
sir.
If he don't race me for some reason, he owe me $200, right? We locked
That's
in,
correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Okay, then. I just want to verify that.
That's correct. He did.
He owe me $200.
Yes, he does, because that was the lock-in. Now, I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
I'm going to show you how Chicago players do this, man. No disrespect. You got any kids there at the house?
Yes, I do.
Do you got at least two of them?
I got four.
Okay, good. Give them each $25. We straight, bro.
Wow.
I'll do that. That's my kind of guy, man.
Hey, hold on. You coming to Byron, man? Is you coming to Byron?
Yes, sir. That one I got.
Right.
I got my situation at home.
Well, I'll
you
be
know,
there.
I got it
you can
me
come
care
eat
of, well,
for free.
I will be there. Oh, no doubt.
You can
no
tell
doubt.
Me
all
you want. I'm going to make you a steak, too.
Oh, shit.
You eat steak?
Come on, man. Does the chicken got feathers? Hell yeah. Shit.
All right. I'm gonna make you a steak down there.
That's what's happening, man. No, I mean,
you eat peach cobbler,
though, man. Huh? Listen, man.
Peach cobbler too?
Oh, yes,
hold
sir.
On. Wait a minute. Hold on, Street. I hate to interrupt, June. I hate to get in and interrupt, man. But Street
hold
King,
on,
man, y'all been like, nobody know that damn peach cobbler, man.
Hey, Meatball. Hold on now.
Hold
one
on.
Thing, another man, another, one thing, what? One thing another man doesn't do is come between him and his food. Please, sir. Don't do that. Be cool. Do not do that.
Yes, I do. I will protest him not getting that peach cobbler. No. No, hell no.
Hey, Meatball, it's a long ride. When you hit Interstate 90, when you come into Chicago to Byron, man, leave that peach cobbler alone, man. Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a little thing I want to get on. There was some issues here at the track right here. It was an individual from Detroit, Michigan down there. They went to the track yesterday. They got a blue Malibu. They were talking shit to my. What era that? They know we had a race down there in Indiana. Was going show them
this.
Whoa.
Hold on. Streak.
Oh.
I can
hold on.
Verify that. You are talking about.
Oh, everybody in the city can verify that he was talking shit. What I want is somebody get Slacker on the phone, and he can come lock his ass in on 5 or 1,000 or better. Matter of fact, 5 or 2,000 or better.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to beat the brakes off that jigaboo.
Slouch, hold on, Slouch, Meatball,
yo.
Y'all need to start hitting them contacts, boy. Get that man on the line.
I got
to
get him on the phone.
Can I get him on the line?
Let me see, can I get the owner of the jig, it's called the jigaboo.
Hey, Street King, I got a question. Hold on, man. That man going to follow you knowing you had another commitment to talk shit to you? He going to come all the way to Indiana, and he from Detroit?
Exactly. He wouldn't bring the car out, but he all of a sudden he went to the track yesterday because he know all the heavy hitters was down there. So he wanted to go down there and beat up on some little cars, but I heard he got his ass drugged by a little junior, Dirty Junior. He got drugged out of that motherfucker. And I want to send a shout-out, little Dirty Junior. Good job done.
So now you want
me, huh?
Now you want to get him. That's what's up. I mean, if y'all can get
down
him
on his ass, I'm going.
Yes, sir. He need to come on with it. Now I'm gonna put this out.
I'm ready to lock in. We ready to lock this in.
Before we get too deep to this, I think this is gonna get real ugly in a minute. Before we get too deep into it, man. August 3rd, August 4th. At Byron Raceway in Rockford, Illinois. Big Drag got a second annual race going, and Sunday is nothing but grudge racing. Saturday, you got test and trim. If you got a grudge race, you can get it in. Any grudge races that are verified and locked, they will have a lane set just for the grudge races. You have precedent. As long as you're in that lane and you grudge racing, you will go to the front of the line. That is my understanding on that. I mean, we starting to heat up, and from what I'm seeing, this Illinois-Michigan thing is starting to get fired up real good. So, again, it's an open invitation. It don't matter whether you fast, whether you slow. If you're a grudge racer, bring your ass on down there.
We don't want
it. Young Money going to be there. We'll be there Saturday morning.
Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else you trying to see, Young Money? Is there anybody in Chicago you trying to see?
I got a race car. You sit similar to me. Get your ass down.
Okay.
I got a 29 on. Now, I'm specifying because I got a race to rail with 29.
Right.
It's the third and the fourth.
So you will be there on 29s.
Yep.
Well, y'all heard it. You can come on with it. And I mean, getting back to this, y'all just assassinated the governor of Illinois. You know. I don't know how and I'm going to put this in political terms, I don't know how the constituents are going to take this, whether they're going to lay down or whether they're going to rise to the top.
Hey, I was there. I watched that Proton car from the back. Hey, he had that motherfucker sideways twice. It went right and left. He never left. Yeah, he was driving that motherfucker.
Hey, and he said he lifted. He left off before the 8, and still they say it was a gap.
Yeah.
Well, shit, something like that.
That pick look good.
You can't dispute that. You know, big shout out to Wicked Quick Racing. They said they was coming.
Hey, look,
and they came.
Hey. Hey, he had that. He had Kurgan tending that motherfucking car. He ain't had to tune it. He was doing his job at the track, though. Kurgan was over there with that motherfucker all day.
Hold on. Kurgan was with what car?
With Lil Junior.
Oh, hold on. So they had the tuner.
Kurgan drove.
And the tuner was driving. Come on,
yeah,
man. You gonna tell
yeah,
me
he was. He was in the car all day. He was parked along the fence.
You going to tell me some Yahoo out of Michigan just went down there and strapped it on his ass? God damn.
Pitch.
Hey, Big Perm, you still online?
Big Perm. Nope.
Hey, Aaron, can you give us an update on all the races? You know, Turbo J and Gangsta Boo.
Oh, the Gangsta Boo and Turbo GT. That was an assassination. He assassinated the Gangsta Boo. Bad.
Nah, did the Gangsta Boo have any type of issues?
That was a setup. That's what
that
was.
They went down through there. Yes, it was a setup for them coming down here. That's what it was.
Man, hold on. You telling me the notorious Gangsta Boo came up here?
Gangsta Boo 2.
The notorious Gangsta Boo 2 came up here in the 8th mile, which is, I guess that's his domain, and got strapped on by a turbo car, man. If I could say this by a small block.
If I was on the starting line when they left, the everybody mostly said he was gonna either red light or he was gonna sleep. Dude, that guy drove that car. He left like a motherfucker. I ain't never seen that driver leave.
Well,
Ray was a driver, he used to get up out of there. Tell
well,
me Ray
well,
Tim Long, that boy can leave. But dude coming around now.
Turbo GT. Big shout out to Turbo GT, Buster Go Home Racing, boy, because they strapped it on Gangsta Boo 2's ass.
Hey,
it was another one, too.
I ain't never seen no.
That's the first time.
Hold on. I ain't hear you. What was that, Big Perm?
I say that's the first time I seen a turbo car have 60 a nitrous car, man. He beat up for the whole race, man.
Right.
That's a bad man.
He was driving, man.
That's a bad man.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? We got to give big shout-out and props to Turbo GT. You know that's Buster Go Home behind the yards racing, isn't it? Ain't that who that is?
Mm-hmm.
That is that thing,
yes,
that boy.
Is. Yes, that is.
Who else you have out there?
Man, the boy Coop's Performance came out there and showed their ass, man. They went out there and knocked Lucas' head off.
Coop Performance from down south?
Yeah, man, they snuck up here, man. I knew who they were after I saw that car. But didn't nobody know that was them, man. Them boys came up there and bust Lucas upside the head. Lucas' car wasn't running right that day, though. He had issues all that day, too. But they came right on up here, man, and stole one.
Coop Performance, real quiet. They low key now. They some assassins though. You can't overlook them. You cannot overlook them. They some assassins.
And it was a quiet little Mustang, man. It was real quiet.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying they'll sneak right up on you. That's ninja. Hey, that's ninja style there. Shit. Now. My question is this. One of Motor City's mafias, probably top assassins, the Cold Killer.
Yeah, man.
They say
that wasn't no race. Who said that was a race?
Hold on now. 901 Bad Boys. 901 Bad Boys have been terrorizing with King Kong. My understanding is Cold Killer, I mean, let's do it like this. In Martin, Michigan, Cold Killer assassinated a gangster. At No Limit Raceway, he assassinated a monster, man. Come on, man. It don't matter who he killing. They say, boy, Cold Killer put it on him so bad, man. Listen, King Kong look like Donkey Kong out there, man. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's what they say.
And let it be the truth.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible. Bad.
I mean, you know, it goes back to the old saying. Sometimes you got to watch what you ask for. You know?
Hey, but look, you should see, they brought a crew down here. They brought a crew. Listen, it was one guy with him, man. The guy's pants was down to his ankles. He had like 4 towels in his pocket. The guy dropped the car off to the top stage bulb. Come on, man. He was wiping on the car to the top stage bulbs. Come on.
That was a little too, man.
I mean, but that's his job. He gotta make that bitch. Hey, if the bitch can't run, he gotta at least make it look good. Shit.
Man, he had the top stage bulb on, man. He was still wiping on his toy.
Well,
he was
working
on the car with the top stage bulb lit, man.
Well, you know what he did after the race, right? He wiped their asses clean up too. Shit. You know, from my understanding, I mean, again, I ain't nobody, but I'm saying what those who come on the show are afraid to say. I'm gonna tell it like it is. You know, they blow their asshole wide open. Shit.
It was a good time, though. Everybody had a good time.
That's what's up. I mean, again,
I wish they could have got. When did you see the pictures of those cars that they had in the big wheel shootout? They had a big wheel shootout. Man, I think it was a Delta 88. This thing had some 30s on it, man.
Wow.
That was an old
and it was
going
on. It was a Chevy?
Yeah, that was a Chevy. Hey, man, check it out. My man's looking at with a station wagon turbo, man. A 4x4.
With a turbo on it. A big wagon.
71 wagon with a turbo, man. If he wouldn't have ran last, the show was his.
Was he laying it down with
him? Hey, Sherman, he couldn't be about the gate. You know, it wasn't like that because he had them 26s on there. But on that end, he was running around. He was running right past all them cars, man. Hey. If he wouldn't have took the show if he wouldn't have red lighted.
I mean, you know the old saying, if you could trick him, you can beat him, boy.
Oh, he sure
had a good trick. That was a good one right there. I heard in the butt off. That thing got turbo on it.
And he had
26s
on that thing.
Yep. But that one cut, that thing had 30s on it, and he was in a shootout. I was like, oh, my God, you can literally walk under this thing.
How were those cars running? Yeah.
They were running good. Hey, Junior, my man has the exhaust coming out the side on the front of the damn wagon, man.
Oh, he had a race car. Shit.
Man, that motherfucker looked funny as hell, man. I like this guy is for real. He come to win. They talk about as long as you got some big wheels on.
That's what's happening, man. I mean, listen, man. If you look at it, man, everybody here grudge racing, man. It don't matter whether you got a Suburban, a Honda, or a full-blown race car, man. You trying to engage, man.
You ain't either. The upset was Billy Clinton over Tim Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy strapped him over it like Cold Killer put on that arm, boys.
Now let's clarify this. Was there ever any doubt? I mean, Billy Glidden, I mean, you can't even speak upon him. You can't even speak.
He don't live up the block from the track either.
Right. But he raced on those type of track. You know how to go down.
With the
he live around a cycle 41. It's right up there in his backyard.
With the experience that Billy Glidden has, it could have snowed at 41, and he was going to make it from A to Z. You know, I'm not going to take nothing away. Lynch is a bad man, but you better put him on the right track so he can do what he do. Glidden,
right.
Like I said, you could put Glidden on a skating rink, and guess what? He's going to make it from one end to the other.
Going down.
And make it look, and make it look easy.
Man, you had to see that thing, man. That thing, 60 foot, probably 109, man. That thing was out of there. I said, good Lord.
Oh, he a bad man.
And he got the gas and clicked it off. He clicked it clean off.
And said, come on, catch me if you can, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's a bad man.
He clicked that
Hey, Slouch. Hey, Slouch, I got some hands up here. Let me go and open up because there's two people I can't find. Hey. Meatball, were y'all able to find who you looking for, Slacker?
I'm looking for. I sent some texts out. I'm waiting
yes, sir.
To see if they. He's looking
well,
for the man that owns the pizza booth.
I'm gonna open up some mics here. I mean, somebody should be able to find him. I mean, it ain't too hard. He's from Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go and open this up. 313-0448. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Hello. Nope. 313-4595. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
There you go. Appreciate you coming on, brother.
All right, no problem.
313-7054, your mic is open.
What's up, Junior? It's Red.
What's happening? Red, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Look, man. Hey, man, you talking about Biz was busy watching the race and running the race. Man, look, if you ain't feeding people and you ain't showing no courtesy to the racers, you ain't too busy. So he took that ass whooping and that killing legit. So I don't even know why you're taking up for him. That was a legit assassination.
Reg, hold on. I couldn't hear you. Your mic, you was breaking up. And
my mic wasn't breaking up. That was a legit assassination.
Reg, like I said, I will never take anything away from Chad Kip. Wicked Quick Racing, on behalf of the Motor City Mafia, they were sent down there to assassinate, and they assassinated the governor of Illinois. I will never take that away.
And the flowers are on the way.
I will never take that away.
We sent it flowers.
I give them the utmost respect. In fact, I'm going to stand up and clap my hands for them on that killing. But I know the man had to have a million things on his mind. So, I mean, you know.
Junior, that's how we walk. Junior, when you assassinate somebody, getting assassinated is the last thing on their mind. So that's how we wanted it.
See, and I understand that. But now, me personally, I'd love to see the rematch. I'd love to see
the rematch is going to be August 31st, baby.
Be it.
Hey,
August
I got booking
31st.
Rights. If y'all get bids online, I got booking rights on the car.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, and I hope I'm not speaking beyond my place. But Biz right now, you know, he had a rough week setting up the party, you know, setting up the races. You know, ass got blowed out last night, so he might be in the recovery room right now. But I'm more than sure that at some time he will want to engage with Wicked Quick Racing again. And personally,
it's on you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Personally, I don't think the outcome gonna be the same. It's different when you get your ass whooped and you don't see it versus you're prepared for it. But then again,
listen, man,
you know,
we,
like
listen,
I always say,
listen.
I don't know shit anyway. So,
listen, man, when you got with the Motor City Mafia, when you got your eye on one assassin, it's three and four other assassins with they laser on you. So you know.
I know that.
Hey.
I know the Motor City Mafia. Listen, man, I know the Motor City Mafia is composed of true assassins. I understand that. But you know what? I also know on this side of the border, oh, you got some assassins now. Now, whether they're willing to comply and accept the contract or even just go out as mass murderers, I ain't sure about that.
Listen, man, August 31st, we got something for everybody else. That's all I got to say. You either gonna hear about it or you gonna be about it. That's all I got to say on the 31st. We putting on another event that's gonna continue to raise the bar from the last two events. So
that's your apartment. Don't make me say Lil Boosie over there.
Hold on.
Lil Boosie owe us $3,000. We want it back.
No. See, that's the problem. See, over here, we know how to rough shit off. And basically, again, I don't want to speak wrong, but Little Boosie did what he did. He went over there, roughed that shit off, snatched the trophy, took the girl, took everything. Left y'all butterball ass naked out there.
Hey, we get props where props due. But we saying,
no doubt.
Hey, on
no
the 31st, send y'all best. Hey, send y'all best back over there.
No, you don't want that. You
send
don't want
your, send your
too.
Best.
You
28. Hey, 29, 28-inch tire, send your best. And I guarantee you, in the shootout, the final four, nobody will be from Chicago.
Well, you know, we're going to have to try that again.
In an outright shootout, ain't nobody going to be in the final four from Chicago.
August 31st. We have in the last man standing, 29-inch or smaller, no W, no bar shootout, $250 buy-in, guaranteed $5,000 purse, winner take all. So that's going to bring people to get their money.
That's what's happening. Now.
And ain't no Final Four going to be from Chicago. It's going to be a Final Four of Michigan.
You said, what's the name of this show? For the 31st,
Last Man Standing.
Damn, how come that shit sound familiar? Last Man Standing. Where the fuck did I hear that before? Oh shit!
All that's water under the bridge, man. This is a new day.
What,
we can't go back
you're
and
right.
change the past.
Right.
We just saying bring y'all
know.
Ass on over here.
That's correct. They called it Last Man Standing, but if I recall, Last Man Standing was who?
Thank you. That's why I think y'all should call it right the Last Man Standing.
Y'all need to rename that. Why don't y'all say y'all gonna have a Chicago style Last Man Standing? Because that's what that shit is.
That ain't gonna happen.
Hey, check it out, Reg. You know damn well. You know the bridge is starting to close up to where Illinois and Michigan, we starting to go to each other's backyard. You know, we starting to put this together the way it's supposed to. You know, what the best thing there is a rivalry that's across the street from me. I look at it like this. Because of this rivalry, come wintertime, when people are going to Holly Springs, when people are going down south to all these other races, I'm going to tell you this. The Midwest, we up here are going to be a real nasty force to reckon with down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, for sure.
Usually, when you go down south, what happens? Michigan, Illinois, y'all going against each other. I mean, you get that shit out now. When it comes time to head down south, oh, them people in trouble, man. Them people, one thing they starting to recognize, we coming back around.
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
I'm just, you know, I'm really went crazy, man. I done traveled down there a couple times and all that. Man, them guys don't race like we race, man. At our events, man, we race. If you go to any Midwest event, man, we racing all night long, man, all day till it stops, man. Man, them guys stand around and talk, man. Don't race, man. They
you know
say
why?
That about us, but I
don't
see that happen.
You know why? They safe. Honestly, don't get me wrong. Up here, the way we go about it, yeah, you got guys that like to pick and choose. But for the most part, the guys up here, if they even look at you and they even think, man, they calling you out. They going at you.
Yes, sir.
Them boys down there, if they don't know your Social Security, they don't know your mama's name, they don't know where your granddaddy was from, come on, man, they really ain't trying to engage. And if you bring a new car down there, they really don't want to see you. You know?
You're right.
Man. You know.
But, hey, August 31st, man, y'all be
yes,
ready
sir.
To get down, man. We look for the support. You know, and we will continue to support y'all, but that's a $5,000 payout on that shootout, man. 29.5, no W.
Guaranteed
$5,000 win.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna tell you this. On this side of the border, I mean, shit, why wouldn't you go over there? I mean, shit.
Hey,
that's your sweet.
Guess what? We still cooking. And we still got the bounties for the kids and the fake races.
Oh, you ain't got the bounties up for the fake races now, do you?
The fake races, man.
Oh, hell no. I know one thing. Y'all got a couple fake races. Let me ask you this question, man. And maybe I'm wrong, because I don't know. That's why I ask. Who the fuck is Rubes, man? Hold on. Now I'm going to say this again. I don't know who dude is. I ain't speaking bad upon him or nothing. But I seen a video this week that was posted. I honestly thought, even in the video, that Johnny Quick was going to have a massive heart attack, man.
Woo.
That man was so motherfucking hot. That man told that man he ought to scrap that bitch. What the fuck is that, man?
Johnny Quick came to run, man. Johnny want to run.
Now,
Johnny
want
to run.
This a man they say called everybody out when he got to the track and didn't engage, man. Okay, now I got a question. Being as we was talking about that bouncy house, does he hang out there?
Not yet. We gonna see.
Okay, I'm just asking. Now again, I don't know who dude is. They say he tough. I don't want to make my lips red with blood or none of that shit. But
he's a driver, man. They got a nice car when they get it dialed in. It's just that he gotta get in where he fit in, and he gotta get in and get down on somebody's ass and. I think all roads travel through Johnny Quick right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you see a number, area code 708, four last numbers, 0992?
708.
It's down 84. See, that's what you get. I told you to stay off of it. I don't want to see it. You should have been up
What'd you say that was? 708 what?
The last four numbers is 0992.
Feel better?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
Gunny Picks.
Gunny
what's up,
Picks,
man?
What's happening?
Man, I can't call it, man. I've been listening to the show since 8 o'clock. I hear it was a successful event over in Chicago. And I just want to let everybody know there was also a successful event to the degree that those brothers are racing over there in North Carolina. New York, New Jersey, Maryland came down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and they started getting it in. They sent a special shout-out to the Midwest, and they sent the shout-out of Fuck Y'all. The Hatton Boys with that back half car. You got the Barnes Boys with the back half car. You got J.C. Richardson, Derek from New York, and you had Scoop, which is always very, very respectful with his back half car, running with George Williams. So I tell you what, there's a lot going on, and y'all got a lot of call-outs in the videos. You guys can go to Facebook and check out Motor City Mafia Grudge on Facebook sometime tomorrow, or you can go to clocksoff.com and catch all the video. And all, better yet, you can see all the nasty shout-outs. They're being very disrespectful to the Midwest. Ride or die races, Skip, you got a motherfucking race with a turbo car, little small street car. Everything works. It's a Fairmont, black Fairmont. You'll see it in the pictures. You'll see it in the video. Y'all got action. Y'all definitely got
action. Tell them to bring his ass over on the 31st.
Hey, Gunny, I got a quick question for you. They sent a shout-out to the Midwest saying,
fuck y'all.
Well, you know, I mean. Well, first of all, we'd like. I'm gonna speak on behalf of the guys over here. First of all, we'd like to thank them for that shout out. You know, and equally the same, fuck you twice, not once but twice. Now, being that y'all on the East Coast, Upper, Lower, Middle East Coast, bring your motherfucking asses to the Midwest. The land of the gangsters. We got top flight facilities here. If you want one of the best, if not the best, for grudge races, US 131 in Martin, Michigan, we will fuck y'all up there. Bring your best.
Well, I'll tell you what. They're already making plans to come out to the Midwest. When, what date, I don't know, but they came on video, they came on camera en masse. And said they're looking forward to come out to the Midwest and play with y'all. They said they like y'all and they want you. They said y'all run the quarter, they run the quarter. Y'all run bars, they run bars. Y'all will run the eight, they run the eight. Yes, sir.
Hey, Gunner Peace, you said they got a Fairmont. They said fuck right or die with a Fairmont?
They got a Fairmont. I told them about you. They said they're familiar with the Mustang, and they said that looks like fun for them.
Okay.
Look like fun.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Hey, June.
I tell you what.
Something that we check out with June. Can you bring it? Excuse me. Can you bring in area code 708? Last phone numbers 0992. We're gonna get it cleaned up right now.
Yes, sir. Let me bring them in real quick. 708-0992. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's happening? What's up, Biz?
Hey, Biz, I don't know how long you've been listening. I tried to hold these motherfuckers back, man. You know?
Oh, I just got on. Y'all gonna have to bring me up to speed.
Hold on a minute, Biz. First of all, I got a few questions.
Are you okay?
This week that just passed. Was it a very busy and hectic week for you? Very hectic week for you. I mean, a lot of things going on, a lot of running and ripping and back and forth. Okay. At your event, which, my understanding, you had a great show. You were a very busy man at that event. Am I correct in saying this?
Trying to be a host, trying to take care, you know, my homeboys, my true homeboys, and then trying to be a great host to the guys that came up from the south.
So yeah, it was hectic, man. It was hectic. It's very hard work. It's very hard work trying to run an event. It ain't easy at all, man.
Did you have any time for yourself, man?
No, not at all. I may have seen my wife maybe three times during the whole event, you know.
Everything that you just said, Biz, is what I said. Now I'm going to tell you why I said this. I take nothing away from Kip Chad of Wicked Quick Racing. I take nothing away from, as it was said, they sent an assassin from the Motor City Mafia to assassinate the governor of Illinois. I take nothing away from them on that. I give them the utmost respect, and I applaud them on the completion of their contract. But shit, you was too big.
Hold on, let me stop.
Yeah, I told him. I said, the man had a million things going on. Do you honestly think he was thinking about that race car, man? Come on, man.
No, you know what? One thing I'm gonna keep it 101%.
No doubt.
I really wasn't even concentrating on the race car. What I tried to do was get the people in the mood to race. So I raced Willie Dog straight off the trailer, first two cars down the track. Probably my slowest pass ever in the car when I ran Dog. Dog had problems, I had problems. And everybody know when you have a car, you supposed to be up there every time your car shake down.
That's correct.
I beat Dog because Dog had problems, I had problems. So everybody had problems in the race, but I won. Kurgan took my car there after that. He said, I'm going to shake it down again later on. Shook the car down. I didn't even see the second shakedown. The car still was. I'm gonna tell you the problem I got. Once the car going high gear, once it goes to a certain RPM, it jumps back in first gear. Why it do that? We have no idea why it do that. You can see my car huckabucking all the way down the damn track. I got issues. So we were going to shake it down a third time at night. I wanted to see the car. Kurgan said, let me try something. He tried something to see if we fix the problem. So I seen me and Kip was up there around the same time. I said, hey, man, let's run for $500. He said, nah, man. It's, you know, basically he was saying he's shaking down. He ain't up in the grudge race. His mindset wasn't in the grudge race. Kurgan's mindset wasn't in the grudge race. So I would say, I think it was a oil down or a spill down or something. Something happened up at the track. Kip, right before they was about to get into the burnout box, Kip waved me back. He said, $500. I said, bet, $500. We're going to run $500. I ran over to my car, told Kurgan, I said, don't get out of it. We're going to run for $500. Now, you don't grudge race like that. Not with no supercharger car, not with no turbo car. You put a tune in your car. You put your killer tune in your car if you feel like the track can handle it before you get up there to grudge race. Kip and them was strapped in the car. They couldn't play with their computer. Kurgan was strapped in his car, couldn't play with his computer. Play with my computer. We were just up there trying to figure out, you know, figure out the situation that we had with our car. They won. They beat me. No if they got paid. I lost nothing. But if they wants to run those two cars again,
hold on.
We can go to another.
I didn't hear that. Hold on, Biz. I don't mean to interrupt you. I didn't hear it. You said if what?
If they wants to run those two cars again, that black car against my black car, let's schedule at a certain date where they can be there. I can get my tuner and driver there, and we can get down. And I won't. It won't be no. It won't be for no $500. And I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to outbet them or big bet them or nothing like that. But you can believe we gonna be on kill when we run. You know, they won last night. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They turned on the red light. They got paid. I don't have no issue. But you know, most of the people that's gonna talk crazy, talk trash, is a person that don't even race. So, but Kip and Chad put on a good show. They won last night. Hey, but you got to race to win or lose. So, you know,
that's,
they won.
That's correct. That's correct. So Biz, if at any time they would like to engage again.
Oh, Junior, open tight man mic. Open tight man mic.
I'm looking right now, sir.
404.
You know, hey, tight man, you got to excuse me. You know, this shit's in English, and el inglés mío no es muy bueno, so I'm having issues here. For those who don't know Spanish, I'm having issues here. Hit your one button tight so I can bring you in, bro.
Eric will start with a 404.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's like if Chris Tootin tight and Killer with the Regal, they in the lane, Tony Bynes and them. And they may have a shakedown tune in the car. Or tuna in the car. Gangsta Boo may have a killer tune in the car. And they about to go up and just make a shakedown. Hey, you know, let's run for a couple hundred. They're not gonna bet the ceiling. Because they really up there just to test their car, you know.
You're right.
It's, man. But if they want to brag and say they beat Biz, they did. They beat me.
Hey Biz, I'm gonna explain something. I'm from Chicago. You know, I helped my man Tony them with this Michigan show. I was trying to fan their asses off. Yes, sir.
LT said, open this mic. LT, look, Tony, say, open this mic. I want to say what's up to you, Junior. Biz.
What's up?
Good show. But on the behalf of Motor City Mafia, Biz, get your ass down on the 31st of next month. You open your mouth and said that pretty yellow thing got one and one. Now it's time for you a man of your word.
I lied.
You lied, right? Okay, your word ain't shit and you ain't shit neither. That's
right.
That's not the way.
Yeah, no problem. That ain't no problem. I can take that.
I'm just bullshitting.
Get your
ass down on the 31st on the behalf of the Motor City Mafia, and guess what? You got the back fucking tire. I'm feeling a certain type of weight. Hey,
with what
car?
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Nothing, man.
Man, listen.
Don't cut tight man off. Hey, man, what car are you talking about? I got a bad time. What car?
Let me put you on your two step. The first one, you get a 2-for-1 on the 31st, motherfucker. You get that yellow car. Since you said one and one and you said you lied and your word ain't no good and you eat shit, head the fuck up. Get your ass down.
Okay.
And you had a back tire. You got the back tire for life as long as you own Lil Junior with that killer. On the behalf
man,
of the Motor City Mafia.
What yellow car are you talking about, tight man?
I only got one motherfucking yellow car that ain't a goddamn Volkswagen. It's called a bumblebee.
Hey.
Tell Biz to get his ass
down. You know what, Ty? I'm saying this. I was told with
I mean,
that with the great white.
Hold on.
I ain't on what you said. I'm trying to explain something to you. I was told with the great white, with the Regal, I had everything in drag racing.
Hey.
So
I don't know who said that. It depends on who said it. Who said it?
Look, LT.
You got it then, motherfucker. What is you talking about? if he said it, it's a motherfucking law. It's the law.
Okay,
and did I hear Dunye on the phone? Did I hear Dunye on the phone?
I don't know. I just got on. I just woke up.
No, I know. You said a type. But you
what's
ain't
up,
got bro? To the deposit portion of this, man. Where is his deposit check?
Guess what? He has 24 hours to check with his driver / tuner, and he got to get his ass down.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to take more than 24 hours.
Get off the two-step. That converter getting hot. That converter getting hot,
I don't have a two-step. I got to end up. I don't have a two-step, but I got a digital 7531, and I'm on it right now. It's on. It ain't a two-step, but I got a digital 7531, and I am on the trash break. I'm on the trash break.
Yes. Hey, let me tell you something, Mr. Jones.
I am on the trash break.
He on the trash break.
Yeah.
The line lock. He got the clutch pushed in.
Yeah.
That man was
hold on. Hey. Hey, but I heard Mr. Junior. Mr. Junior, I want to meet you. But I heard Mr. Junior give Biz every damn excuse in drag racing besides my dog ate my laptop. He said he was running the show.
Hold on.
What excuse is it? There is no excuse.
I lost. Biz, respect the host, Biz. All I did was ask Biz questions. I said, Biz, did you have a hectic week? Yes, sir. Biz,
okay.
Was crazy at your event? Yes, sir. That ain't giving them excuses. I just feel the man wasn't
okay,
able to focus.
Mr. Junior?
Yes,
go ahead. They call me the lawyer, right?
He said, check this out, man. He said, man, I wasn't thinking about that car. I ain't got time for that car. But he will engage again with them suckers again, he said. I don't know if he said suckers. I might have added that part.
Guess what? It's going to get a whole lot. Mr. Junior, do you know that car is tuned by the baddest tuner on the motherfucking face of the earth? But let me show you. I just want to get that out first. But let me show you how you gave them every excuse but his dog ate his damn laptop. He wasn't even on the show. And you made the excuses for him, so therefore you gave them to him because when he came on, he said, catch me up to speed. He don't drive the car.
Okay.
He don't tune the car. He don't goddamn check the tire pressure. So guess what? It's like it's on autopilot.
That's the way you call it. Well, yeah, I'm looking out for my homeboy on y'all show. Y'all the Motor City Mafia over there, but we the land of the gangsters over here. Shit, what's up?
Junior, I respect you for you told the truth. See, it ain't no defense against the truth. You gave him every excuse. Now, I thought I heard goddamn Dunye on this phone.
Not that, not, Not that I know of, sir.
Now I gotta explain something.
I'm on my phone. I'm having issues. If I'm not able to open up the mics quick enough, Big Fred, the guys, I'm trying to do this off a phone, and this shit ain't working the way it's supposed to. So have a little bit of patience with me, but I'll get you guys in order, though. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sure if Donnier is not on here, somebody can get in contact with him.
Well, you know what? I got a lot of hands up. Let me go through
Tony.
These hands.
Hey, hold on, Junior. Hold on, Junior.
Yes.
Hey, Biz.
Hey, LT.
Yeah.
Is LT on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Chassis got the same race on the 31st.
Get his ass down.
Okay.
Hey, Tone, what's up, man? What's going on? I mean, the show almost done, and I'm just able to bring Tone.
What's happening?
Hey, Tone.
Hello.
What's the deal? Man, can anybody get in touch with Bandit, man, with the Jigaboo? Somebody is trying to lock in with the Bandit. With the jig, hold on. I got a number for him. I'm a Texan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but in the meantime, Motor City Mafia. What was the name of that track? B is 41 or Cornfield.
What was the name? 141. No Limit Race.
Let me tell you,
sir.
I got a phone call from LT. I wasn't feeling too good. He said the Mafia is needed to go over here and assassinate and lock the whole goddamn track down. And that's what we done.
Come on, man. Hold on, man. Tight. If you're gonna be 100, keep on. They got their back bowed out by Boost 12. And we ran on a freaking shakedown pass, man. Stop it, man.
Hold on. 901, your mic is open.
2877. Hey, Biz, you ain't got to be on the train, bro. How you doing, Mr. Tight, man?
Hey, they just let me out the hospital. I just got out the hospital. Y'all going to be in Texas, Tight, man?
As of right now, I don't know.
What date you talking about? All I'm saying is, if I don't know, if we're going to be this lawyer, if we're going to be this 100, if I don't know if I can make Martin, Michigan on August 31st, I'm on a two-step. But if Tight Man don't know he can't make Texas in 2 weeks, that's a two-step. Somebody's
hold
on a two-step.
On,
we on two-step.
On,
we both
hold
on two-step.
Biz, you absolutely
yeah.
right. You're absolutely right if you want to look at it at that. You made your race. Hold up, listen. You made your race. We made your race. We're making it to goddamn Maryland. We're making the Maryland the weekend, this weekend coming up. And 3 weeks in a row. Biz, you goddamn run them miles 3 weeks in a row, and you tell me what, 2 weeks in a row, and you tell me what you can do the third week.
You mean like that's my water? I want to get one.
Yeah, I can run those same miles.
But guess what?
Wick, Mr. Wick.
What's up, sir?
It's not whether or not we gonna let since Biz wanted to call me the lawyer. It's not whether or not we going to Texas. Your exact words were, any place that we go, not being funny. I know you ain't gonna take it this weekend coming up. I wouldn't even try to clown you like that. But your exact words was you gonna follow us to the end of earth. So I don't know what our schedule is. I do know what it is this weekend. Come fix the entrance you having a show.
That's what I asked.
And guess what?
I got a candy girl back ready. You know, you got a candy back ready.
Is y'all gonna wanna run Candy Cane? Let me ask you that first.
Yeah. We would like to blow. We would like. Uh-huh. Let me show you something. We would like to give you a race back with King Kong, just because I heard some guys on here saying it wasn't a race. If they go back and look at the race, you knocked the tires off from the time he turned loose the translate. And you move first. If I'm gonna tell it, I'm gonna tell it like it is. You move first, but you knocked the tires off. And we appreciate the race, man. We gonna keep it gangster, and of course you can get your race back. And then once we blow your asshole all the way out, and you make a full pass, get Candy Cane ass on deck next.
I got King Kong. We put it in the hospital today. The hospital admitted the car, so we had to leave the car at the hospital. It's got some internal bleeding and stuff. And so we had to leave the car. So
what happened was you had a damn automatic and King Kong shot himself in the face. We didn't shoot King Kong in the face. So until we go side by side.
But I want to run y'all with Candy Cane now. I'm tired of the bullshit. I ain't got time for this playing. So I'm just sitting around, you know. I'm ready to go.
I understand. But you going to wear that ass whooping until we call you. You don't make no motherfucking calls.
I ain't got no problem with this. I ain't got no problem.
Now,
I'll wear this ass whooping. Just call me and let me know where y'all going to be. And I'll let you know if I can get that.
No problem, Mr. Wick. And I want to say you're a hell of a racer, and we respect your team.
All right. I appreciate it.
But Wick, this particular conversation, not being funny, I ain't said nothing about the race. I ain't said that shit because y'all didn't make the trip. But
right.
That goddamn BS. Biz opened his mouth and said that goddamn beautiful bumblebee had the back tie.
Well,
I mean, he had 1-1. But guess what? How can you say you lied like that? Come on. Men lie. I mean, women lie. Men supposed to stand on their goddamn word.
Yeah, sometimes we do, but sometimes we lie. You know they say men and women lie, but don't.
Okay, Wick. Let me just show you something. You know we had a few issues yesterday, right? This week, last weekend, right?
Right.
So if we get these parts in, we never know what we're gonna do. But I promise you, I'll give you a call. But
hey, tight. You know if y'all wouldn't have found it, you know I'm gonna take one off the other motor now. You know that don't.
I can't tell. You had your ass in the staging lane and you are a gentleman.
Well, I was gonna make a shake. I was gonna make a shake to see where I was at. But if you wouldn't have found it, I had already told my boy we're gonna take one off the motor. You know, I had one on the motor. I can have one in the trailer, but I had one on another motor.
Well, guess what? There's nothing but respect, and and that's why it ain't even about talking about we won. We didn't win. We won a pot. We didn't beat your ass.
If goddamn Chris cut a better light than that, Chris got to be had a damn head to have a double O.
Yeah. Hey, you see, I called it, but
he left the line first.
Right.
He beat him by leaving the line first.
I want to give y'all props, Chris had that thing tuned in, man, he made the trip, so that's what wins sometimes, A to B win a lot of times in grudge racing. That's why Chapter got EP to win grudge races, A to B win grudge races.
You're right about that. But back to you, Biz. Your ass ain't off the hot seat, man. You got.
I'm not off the hot seat.
You,
I was just on the other line.
No,
my bad.
You got 33, 34 days. 33 up, 34. So you mean to tell me you don't know where the fuck y'all will be at in 33 or 34 days? You need to call that man. You need to click over and call that man. Because what they
hey, time man.
Sometimes
you don't
man.
Know what. You don't know what. You don't know what. Tootin is busy too. You don't know what Tootin gonna be doing in 33, 34 days. Other than if you told him to schedule y'all in for the 31st.
You can't. You don't know what that man gonna be doing in that.
Hold on.
Biz. This is a Motor City Mafia over here. And Chris is
out. So you're part of the Motor City Mafia.
Where the yellow car at, Biz? Where's the yellow car?
Huh?
Where is
huh?
the Palmer Beach? Who is the care people of the Bumblebee?
I didn't ask you nothing about the Bumblebee. I said, are you a part of the Motor City Mafia? That's what I asked you.
10 motherfucking toes down. 6'3". 220 motherfucking
down. That's what I want to ask. Now you Motor City Mafia now. Okay, I just want to make sure now. I'm talking to.
Now y'all keep on talking, and I'm gonna take that shit that I told Big Greg we'll take from him.
Man, whatever you discuss with Big Greg, discuss with Big Greg. I let him put that.
Hey, LT, let me show you something. When have you known a state or a city to have a car that is considered a G body? And they can put any size car on that car that they want. And they give you every excuse in the world but saying, hey, man, you the best.
Hold on. I got somebody with a siren there. Somebody call the police or something? Ain't nobody getting killed. We just talking about a killer. Can you mute your mic,
that,
please?
Bro.
Thank you.
Hey, that's not the police. That's Wick leaving the hospital right now. That's Wick leaving the hospital.
What's up, James?
Hey, hold on one second. Hey, I just talked to Bandits Camp, and they said they're not ready to lock in right now.
Yep. That won't be leaving the hospital.
Hold on.
That 911 call I made to the police to run y'all down, try to catch y'all.
Hey, hold on. You saying that Slacker showed up at the track woofing and biting, and his shit ain't ready?
Hey, look, Tony.
Yes, sir. We got to look at it.
Look, Tony.
What's happening?
Look, Tony, Street King.
Yeah.
Tell him since that one ain't ready, tell him to give me the break with that badass bed he got. I'll take that.
Hey, Street King.
You say that car ain't ready either.
Hey, LT.
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 Yeah, that's a sale.
LT.
Yeah. What's up, LT?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is Street King a gold Malibu?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He got the back fucking tie. Ain't no G-body can come on this goddamn show and say a motherfucking word. No G-body. Street King, you got the back fucking tie.
With what? That Regal?
Yes, sir.
I stand
down. Street King, I apologize to you, sir. You got to pass the rest of this year. Next, you about to press the goddamn one button. I'm sorry, Junior. I'm sorry, Junior, but I'm feeling a certain type of way right now.
I mean,
so, huh?
Hey, type man, I could, yes, you sir. Could never apologize when you engaging the way you are. I mean, you blowing assholes out. I ain't sorry when I blow one out. Shit.
Hey, well, you know, I normally don't come on the show and take it over, but damn it, if you got a T-body, get your ass down.
Hey,
yes.
I got the proposition of the life, man. If you want to engage with Eric with me,
you're breaking up.
Take that policy and put the meeting in on the 31st. How about that? I engaged that mouth.
What did you say? What'd you say? Who was that?
Hold on. Hey, Street King, you're breaking up, Street King.
Okay. I will engage with the mama B today tomorrow. Since you want to stick that regal on me. That's it.
Hold on. You don't call the mafia show.
And make no fucking request.
You don't call the mafia show and make no request. But now you done pissed me off, Tom. You done pissed me off, Street King. You got 1-1.
I stand down from that regal.
Well, bitch, hey, you don't pick nothing out this camp and draw on. We draw on you. Don't lay your ass down.
I'm laying down now.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Tone, Type Man sound like he just bench pressed 550 or something. God. I got somebody there with some real bad background, man. So my understanding is this: Biz is willing to engage with Wicked Quick again, and my understanding,
he got that. It ain't the 31st. He got that.
Okay, and with the Bumblebee, he got head up action.
Head up, motherfucking face. Hey man.
Y'all go quit talking that slick shit to Biz, boy, because he will come at you.
Junior.
Yes,
Junior.
Yes.
Don't speak for a grown man and his mic open. Speak for a grown man when he ain't on the phone.
I never spoke for him. I stated my opinion. You ain't gonna keep
you
talking
right,
to
sir.
Him like that, man. That's what I did.
Guess
now
what?
Remember, you called the lawyer,
Junior.
But I'm just as slick as a lawyer now. I just ain't got the tail them sharks got. That's all. Yeah. Hey, but I got big teeth too.
But guess what? Biz, you haven't called Curtin yet. Have you called Curtin and found out what is he gonna do? Hey, Junior.
I actually on Sundays I get at the gas for the family time. I wouldn't dare call him on a Sunday asking him about a race. I talk to him tomorrow.
Wow.
I talk to him tomorrow.
Hey, Biz.
It's called respect, man. That's right.
Can't nobody rattle your cage and run your show. You run your show.
Oh, man, quick.
You
have you ever seen somebody rattle my cage?
Listen, man, that bullshit him and Tony talking about, man, ain't nobody worried about that shit, man.
That ain't Tony, that's tight.
Hold up, Biz. Watch this. LT.
He must be LT.
Hold on, whoever that is, having issues with the old lady, mute your mic, man. I'm on the phone, so I can't find it as easy. But I'd appreciate if you mute that mic, please.
Hey, Tony.
You got something you want to say to Tone? Because I see Tite doing all the talking for you. What's happening?
They go to Chicago, too, but Chicago is 4 hours.
That sounds like slouch, Mike. Can you mute him?
Man, I'm on the phone. This is getting real tough, man.
No, that ain't my mic. My mic muted.
I hear it over there.
I hear it too. I hear it, man.
I thought that was you. I heard slouch. I'm sorry.
I'm already talking about riding, man.
No, I'm not a tone. On the phone, this shit crazy, man.
Oh, it was two of those. Now, one of them is dark skinned.
Let me go.
Hey, that's Reg. That's Reg, Mike.
What's
up? Hey,
what's Reg's number?
He was acting a fool over there,
flying
up and down.
What's up? Hey, what's Reg's number?
You know, he got your swerving. So if you sitting over there standing by the car, you run.
Hey, Slouch.
What's Reg's number?
Hold on, I'm gonna
get it.
He'll run right up under the back of a truck or a car, cause the thing's just so low, and then take his head right off. The week I didn't go.
Hey, fellas, that's not me. I'm on mute.
But I didn't know it. Then the next week I went.
That was you.
Hey, whoever telling that lie, could you please mute your mic, man? Hey, I apologize, man. I can't on the phone. Hey, Biz, I got to give you the utmost respect for doing this shit on the phone, man. Because on the phone, this is, hey, it's hard.
It's hard to do it on the phone. It's very hard.
I'm trying to find who it is, but again.
So when he drives with his arm, his rolled up hand and arm. That's how he drives. He takes his arm and lay it in his lap. He's going to be doing the wrong damn thing in a minute.
Yeah. Next thing he gonna do, he gonna put his face in his lap. Now, getting back to the
hey, God.
So Biz that you got tight, man, over here, and he drawing on Biz, man. First of all, you know, you my man. We doing this here, but I don't appreciate that bullshit, man. If you got
hold on.
Did I finish? Excuse me. Did I interrupt you, sir?
Go ahead.
If you try and engage, motherfucker, stand up then. Shit. Because for real, okay. I told you from day one, in Chicago, motherfucker, we gangsters here, man. Don't get your lawyer from down south to speak upon nothing here.
Hold on. Let me explain to you how this team works. And when I say team, I give you the members of this particular team. It is myself. It is Type. It is Cold Killer, it is Mario, and it is Chris Two. That is our team. Any one of us could speak for any vehicle on this team. We all got driving rights, we all got booking rights. Anything Type say, I say it, I said it. Anything Type say, I support it, period. Me and Type is on this show. For all we know, Chris Killer Mario might be on another show booking something. Whatever it is what it is, man.
Okay, I'm glad you said what you said, but I didn't ask you that. I don't give a fuck about that, man. You got something to say, man? You need to come on with it.
Hold on.
Ben said, Tony ain't said nothing. Tite was talking. And what did I say? Fuck all that bullshit they talking, man. Don't let them rattle your cage.
Okay, Junior.
That's what this comes up.
Okay, Junior.
Yes.
We at 1:31 on August the 31st, we will be ready to fuck Biz up at about 8 o'clock. In between eight or nine. We wanna lock in 1,000 on 3 or better. What part about that he don't understand?
Okay, now I'm gonna say it like you said. Now hold on, now I'm gonna tell you like you told King Kong. How you going to run a schedule? How you going to say when we going to do this, when we going to do that?
The reason why I told King Kong that was we had in our stip the winner say where the next race going to be. That's the only reason I said that to him.
Thank you for clarifying
Biz,
that.
Biz already admitted that his word ain't shit, he ain't shit, and he eat shit when he said he lied. So, he going on that board up there, and I'm tired of that. I got to have his ass. Got to have his ass.
Hey, Tone.
King Biz.
You got
You got great representation, man. Really.
Again.
I don't mean no disrespect. I don't mean no disrespect. But I love the way you do that, man. Again, I get on you and your lawyer.
Hey, man. You know, Junior, where we from. All that talking don't move me. I talk to Shawty every day. You know, that stuff I talking about. That stuff don't bother me, man.
And I understand. I know it don't. I'm referring this to Tony, man. I told Tony, man, long time ago, man. Every motherfucking chance I get, I'ma hit you in the eye, I'ma hit you in the mouth, I'ma hit you in the throat, and if I can get a gut shot in, I'ma get it in. I love him to death, but if I can get off, I'ma get off on him. Tony.
Hey, I'm about to go. I'm exhausted. Hey, Junior, let me say this. Hey, I do want to personally thank Chad, Kip. I see Johnny Q. Johnny Quick, I seen Brian Davis, and I see Aaron and his whole crew for coming out, man, and coming over to No Limit. Tight and Chris was there. You know, I made a joke yesterday. Three years ago, didn't nobody know me in drag racing, but yesterday I had Chris Tootin at the track. I had Billy Benton at the track. I had, Steve Petty, Tim Lynch, Bob Kergan, and a host of Cold Killer. I had a host of other ones. I started at the bottom. Now we got rubber elbows with guys like that, man. It's a good thing. This drag racing thing is a good thing. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to apologize, really, for how the lines were ran yesterday and actually that clock, you know, but Witt and them did get their race off at the end of the night. And I think we had a fairly good event, man. We had some heavy hitters in there. All my homeboys from the Chicago, Indiana area showed up to support. And I think we had a good time, man. So money was won, money was lost. And they did a lot of grudge racing. So that was the main thing. And I'm about to go in there and eat me some pizza because I am exhausted and lay it back down.
Yeah. We appreciate you for coming on. I know you don't like to cuss like that, but tell these dudes, man, fuck y'all, man. Before you leave.
Junior, hold on.
I ain't disrespecting nobody.
Okay.
I never say anything in a disrespectful manner. But you know what? You come to my house, I'm going to hug you, I'm going to feed you. If you like to drink, I'm going to get you drunk. But when you start heading out the door, guess what I'm going to tell you? Fuck you. I'll see you next time.
Hey, Junior,
hey,
Biz can't let those words come out of his mouth without a deposit.
Okay.
He got 7 days later. Next Sunday, I will be on this damn show. And, Biz, don't come on the show if you can't say deposit.
Oh, I'm gonna talk to Kirkland in the morning. I'm gonna talk to Kirkland in the morning, see what his last schedule is, and make arrangements.
You ain't gotta give him.
Hey, what's the nearest? Probably gonna be Chicago and drive up. It'll probably be Chicago and drive up. All right, well, I talk to him and see how we can work this out so we can get it done.
Hey, you know Kirkland down south. Don't make me drive over there. I will drive 1 hour.
You know what you do. You know exactly where he lays head at during the day. You do that. You talk that stuff to him.
I will tell him to get his weekends down.
And I got a 2-car trailer, and me and him will bring both cars up.
Oh, what his other car is? It's a boost car, right?
Yes, a boost car. Mm-hmm.
He's hit on what?
275.
Hold on, man.
He got a head up motherfucking fade. Y'all bring both of them on the 31st.
Okay, we got a head up fade with what? With what car?
You know we got an entourage over here, another boost car.
You do. Let me get this elephant call. I'm gonna pick back up. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
Never.
What are you talking? You got two headsets. But I can't.
Mute Biz Mike, because he ain't said no race language yet. Other than thanking everyone for making that trip. Mute Biz motherfucking Mike, because he ain't trying to go, man.
Biz said good night.
He ain't trying to go. I know
he's
going to lay down.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Listen, man. You know you my man. But I told you from day one, man. Hey, man, who said that, man?
Motor City Mafia.
Who said that Motor City Mafia? Like, y'all gangbanging or something. Y'all driving by in the car gonna yell shit out. What y'all gonna do next? You gonna throw a beer bottle, man? Fuck wrong with y'all?
Hey,
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior. It ain't a good look for Chicago tonight, man. I mean, typed it off them people everything he could offer them and won't nobody move, man. What's the problem?
I mean, it's a Michigan show. How's it going to look? I mean, come on, man. Keep it real, man. How's it going to look good for Chicago on a Michigan show, man?
Okay, text me the damn Chicago show, and I'm going to lock that motherfucker down whatever day it come on.
I don't have that. Hey,
get
man,
money.
Y'all need to. Hey, you need to stop that gang banging shit, bro. Shit. I know. Hey. I know when a motherfucker throwing shit out there. But hey, Tone, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna congratulate you because you did say last week. You did say that your presence, the Motor City Mafia's presence, will be made at every event. You said you were sending the killer again. I ain't putting no excuses. Biz said what he had to say. Me, I'm going to give everybody their utmost respect. If they don't like what I say, fuck them. I don't care in the end. But
hey,
you said you were sending the killer, and you did. Yes, sir.
Junior, it's Big Bird, man. I got to say what's up to that terrorist, man, over there. You know, I can't speak too loud when other people be on the mic because they might go down on me too, but I got to say what's up
right.
To the terrorists over there in Michigan.
Hey, Tone, Big Perm was the first one on the line tonight, man, waiting to holler with you, man. And again,
what's happening?
Again, I'm apologize. I'm on the phone, so I'm having issues here, but I'm trying to keep this going. Hey, Perm, go on holler with him, man.
Hey, Tone, I just wanted to say, man, as the head of the mafia over there, man, you was a man of your word. You said you was going to send one of them good people over here. I saw the side of that shit and said, Wicked Racing, and that's what it was.
Hey, no, but we got to give props where credit is due. That was Chad Kipp. They did their thing, man. They you know, we all sit down at the round table. We came up with, you know, Biz making too much noise over there. We got to go do what we do. And Chad stepped right up and said, I got him. Ain't no excuses. I sit just like him. I'm boosted. I'm on 28 with no bar. Ain't nothing he could say. He got to go. I said, you're absolutely right. Good luck to you. And that man hit the highway. And so don't nobody say he's a bad sport because Biz claiming he had problems. You heard the man tell him he can get that get back any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard it, man. I just wanted to say, you know, what's up to you, man. I heard what you said last week, and it sounded like you didn't say you didn't stand down on that. You did what you said you was going to do.
That's
right. On this team,
hey, not to shout that man Biz off, because I know you know I'm a Chicago native, so you know I got to say that. I'm sure he'll be ready for the get back, though.
caller, how could you dare press the one button and speak that out your mouth when this man got a time, a date, and a deposit that has been offered to him, and he said he don't know what his driver or tuner going to do. That's his goddamn job to know what that man do.
Ty, man, I agree with you.
You know what?
Ask me what Prince's student schedule is for tomorrow. Ask me. Go ahead.
You know what's scheduled for Friday? Where you be at Friday at 7 o'clock?
I know. At 7 o'clock when? In the morning or in the evening?
No, Friday.
I asked you 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday or 7 o'clock that evening.
Evening.
If you're asking 7 o'clock evening, we will be pulling out headed to a goddamn where we going at MIR. That's where we'll be at. Headed to Maryland or wherever the fuck that is. Now, next question.
The Friday after that.
The Friday after that, we would be sitting around talking about how we fucked somebody up from the previous 2 or 3 weeks.
So, you won't be going to Texas then?
I can't speak on Texas right now.
Because you don't know.
Hold on. No. And the reason why I can't speak on Texas is we got one member coming out of goddamn Florida. We got one coming out of Georgia and two coming out of South Carolina. Come on, man. Come on. When do we see our families and put racing to the side? But now I can't tell you this. We don't necessarily have to go to Texas, but any time after next weekend, if we haven't hurt anything, a motherfucker can get down every Wednesday of the rest of the year. That's our schedule. I know we don't do nothing but go to work and fuck motherfuckers up on Wednesday.
Lock in.
That sounds good, Ty. That sounds good.
Lock in.
Who's free? Wednesday, Darlington at 9 motherfucking o'clock, 1-05 or better. Whoever that is, get your ass down.
Lock in.
Hey, man, whoever it is, step up, man. Stop saying that bullshit because you're bringing that man's blood pressure up.
Lock in.
No, you ain't bringing it up. Guess what? Junior, yes, Darlington is 5 hours away from me, and it's about an hour away from Chris, maybe an hour and 30 minutes. If they want to come in our backyard, we would not stand down on a motherfucker coming in our backyard. I promise you that. If we got oil pressure.
Hey, Tone.
Let me tell you, Junior, let me tell you who Ben tried to put on us this weekend, man. Last dance weekend. Now, that's why I'm drawing on him like I'm in architect class. This man said we either got a choice of Tim fucking Lynch, and we sit on 29, or that other dude. I told him, man, I don't look up to them motherfucking clowns. Well, I got Chris, too.
Who tried to put them on you?
What cars did you tell me coming in? What cars, when I offered you the back fucking tire, coming in the track, hadn't even unloaded. What cars did you say that was there that we could get everything we wanted in drag racing? What cars did you offer, Biz? Don't worry. Go ahead.
Dave or Dan Hamstra. I wasn't talking about Chris, Tim. I was talking about Dan Hamstra. You thought I was talking about Tim.
Serious, Biz. But guess what? You got a boost car, right? Hold up. You got a boost car, right?
Mm-hmm. You know what I got. You had it in your possession. You know what I got.
Man, you don't supposed to tell him that shit. You don't supposed to tell him that shit, though. But,
Hold on, man.
What, Junior?
What y'all been doing, man? Hold on, man.
Hey,
what's happening here, man?
I'm a grudge racing junkie, and if anybody has a problem and I can help them, I try to do my best to help them. And Biz ran into an issue, and I stepped up and I tried to do the best thing I could do for him. At the end of the day, this is just race talk. And I want to put that Bumblebee on his hand, though. All that Regal, all that champagne. And it ain't nothing personal. Nothing.
Hey, Tyke, I feel, I may be wrong, but I doubt it, that you are a man of very good understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, good things come to those who wait. All right? Sooner or later, you're going to get what you're asking for. Just hope that it turn out the way you want it now. I ain't saying nothing wrong. I ain't saying,
no,
Hey, Biz, you know when it comes to Chicago, you know, I don't care if it's the slowest guy or the fastest guy. I got to say something. Watch what you ask for. Because you may be the Motor City Mafia. I give it to y'all. But remember, this is the land of the gangsters over here. We don't play.
Oh, I got a quick question. Is August 31st, is that Labor Day weekend?
I don't keep up with no holidays. All the days I keep up with is what days the Motor City Mafia, BMF, going down on somebody's ass. Now, I keep up with those days.
BMF? Who's BMF? You know, I like asking questions.
Bad motherfucker, Mr. Crystal.
Oh, okay. You answered the question, then. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hey, Tyke, you got to understand the listeners. You may say something they don't know. And being as I didn't know, you know, I had to ask the question. But being as you gave the answer, you leave that shit alone.
Well, they know when they see BMF come in the building. Lock him.
Look at
him.
Ben. What the fuck you say?
Hey, Ben. Is Ben still on the phone?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
I heard Shorty is bringing his ass down here on the 10th if we can't make Texas. And I'm going to lock Shorty ass in.
With what?
With another guard in the camp. And guess what? For Shorty, I made sure that motherfucker got windshield wipers on it, full exhaust, all interior, and would drive that motherfucker wherever he drive that S10 or that Nova. He's got action. There's no reason for him to say nothing.
Is that air conditioning on it?
Hell no, he got... I see plenty of motherfuckers riding around Atlanta, Georgia, windows down. I don't know if he's got air conditioning or not. Air conditioning ain't no goddamn shit.
Well, I'm trying to do, Tyke, is stop the arguing. I'm just trying to stop it because I can get him on the phone right now.
He's going to tell you to
put a nice big booty girl on the passenger side and let the air blow through her hair.
I want to ask Junior something.
Hold on a second. Yeah, you're on.
What's up, Junior? Tell me it ain't true, man. I done got my ass with one game out here in Vegas. But, man, they say you got your ass whooped at your own event, man. Tell me it ain't true.
Who am I speaking to? Who am I speaking to?
Man,
that sounds like Kimo.
Kimo,
they always tell you half of the story. At my event, let me take that back. At the Grudge Inc. event that I help host, I won one. I can't hear you.
Let me
get how you want to hear. I lost one and I won one. That's what
happened. Can't win them all. I couldn't even talk to you. You can't win them all.
Hey, fella Motor City Mafia member. Let me tell you the truth.
Okay.
You got
to be here.
I want you to tell her that the Motor City Mafia won one against Kurgan and lost one against Kurgan. Because the car that blew it back out first, that was a Kurgan Tomb car. Tell her on that, Ty.
Hold up. Guess what? He didn't ask what Kurgan Camp done. He asked what the fuck you done. He said, "Bill."
Oh, okay.
He won one against Willie Dawg, and he got gapped. He got fucking gapped against on the Motor City.
You
are
damn right. I got gapped. Man, it's too crazy.
Let me tell you something about a team. if you don't need your teammates, they can do all that shit by yourself. Whatever his position is, he play it to the best, to the very end. And people like Diaz need him some teammates, some team players, or some allies to do the same damn thing.
I'm glad you said that, because as a team member, then yeah, he do it. If the car was pre-staging and he was still wiping it down, yeah, he doing his job to the max. My question is this. Did he wipe up the blood on the other end?
Well, he, some people call it suicide. Some people call it being weak. What happened was King Kong slipped and shot himself in the face, and down goes Kong. Down goes Kong.
So you telling me Cold Killer done killed a gangster and a monster?
Hey, man. A killer do. Hey, man, we get our assignment, and we do what we are told to do. No questions asked.
Okay.
That's the number one rule.
Hey, tight. My job is to do one thing. I just ask the question. That's all I do. I ask the question. You know, but my understanding is y'all going cross country and y'all assassinating everything, gangsters, monsters, legends.
Guess what? And Junior.
Tight man, we get the boogeyman
too. We get him a couple of years ago. Go ahead, Kimo.
Hey, Tank, I thought the Gangster Boo was supposed to wear shot every week. What happened to that?
Did you just hit him, say, a turbo car on 28, slap him in the damn mouth? He beat him off the tree, and he led the race, the entire race.
Damn.
Turbo GT.
On 28, you're lying to me, man. I don't believe it. It's Tony Brown. Where is that motherfucker at?
Hey, Kimo,
man, that
Turbo
man,
GT
he
put
down.
In work, boy.
He laying down. Where is Turbo GT from? They from Chicago, too?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's one
Tell
of them silent assassins.
Guess what? Tell them to get their ass down on the... They got a big dude that be doing all that talking. He begging for the back tie, and he got a boost car. Boost cars don't ask nothing from a nitrous car. If you got a boost car and you asking for something from a nitrous car, go lay down, man. Go lay your weak ass down.
So I guess you sending that shout out to E-Works then?
Hey, let me tell you something. Hold up, I heard Big Danny scream. Y'all scared to get him the back tie? Didn't he just run Tony Bynes' head up and he got a big block? So what the fuck do we look like giving him something? This ain't gimme racing. This is not gimme racing. This is grudge racing.
They came straight off the Taylor.
It's called if somebody offer you something, you take that. But other than that, grown men don't come and ask another grown man for shit. He do the best he can do until he goddamn can do better.
Hey, Dad.
But Danny, let me show you something. Danny, did you hear me ask Biz for anything? I told Biz what he said out of that trap that he called a mouth. He said he's a liar and his word ain't shit. So I turned around with a nitrous car and told him, get his ass down, head the fuck up. Did I ask for anything?
No, I didn't get in on the plot, but you told me.
Okay. Some type of way. Man, we over here, we feeling a certain type of way. We feeling ourselves over here. If you ain't know, get your ass down here to Georgia. I'll show you. South Carolina. Let's get close.
Well, you know. You
said
you
get
somewhere
time. Close down that way?
Yeah, get close.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny,
This fat, hey, let me tell Gazillionaire something. This phantom ass car you talking about doing something with, hey, man, we don't know the car. He ain't done a damn thing as far as we know. Tell him to get his ass to Maryland this weekend.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Whoever phone is on speaker, man.
Yeah, we got somebody on the speaker, man. If you could lower it or mute it, man.
If they got a G-body, they ain't gonna do a goddamn thing.
Well, Danny. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Man, go on, get your man to engage with him, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I give Chris Two, Coke Killer, the Motor City Mafia, Type Man, Tone the utmost respect. But you know, man, even though this is their show, you ain't gonna let them keep drawing on motherfuckers.
Hey, Jones, you gotta find who on phone that is echoing back and forth.
Hey, Danny, I'm on my cell phone, and this shit is impossible, man. I mean, it took me almost 40 minutes to get Tone in here.
Wow.
I never did it on a cell phone, so. Guess what? I'll never do that shit again. Hey, man, I told
either
you.
Either somebody is on the phone and they listen to it on the internet or something.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. It's time to close out, my brother.
All right. Well, Type, you tried, man. You did everything you could.
Maybe next time.
And, for all y'all that's out there on the road, be safe. And we appreciate everybody for tuning in. With your comments and concerns. To Biz and Grudge Inc., congratulations. Y'all had an excellent show. You know, Puerto Rican Pete did have a mishap, but he's all right. He's doing good. And he's already in the garage trying to get his car back together. And, you know, everybody made it home safe. You know, nobody got hurt. So, we appreciate everybody listening in. And much love to y'all all. So we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, now. Y'all all have right. A good one, man.
Motor City Mafia.
Hey, man, stop that gang bang.
Oh, is that it?